USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday indicates the U.S. economy is still failing. May CPI price increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at a 40-year high. Shelter, gas, and food are all up again. This week's Summit of the Americas is becoming a big question mark as President Biden made the decision not to be inclusive to countries in the region. Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela were snubbed by President Biden by not getting an invitation. In turn, the leaders of Mexico, Guatemala, Salvador, Bolivia, and Honduras have snubbed the event.
This city is testament to the connections that bind us and our capacity to achieve great things together.
President Biden speaking at the opening ceremony. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate on Wednesday voted 51-49 against President Biden's nominee for an assistant secretary post for the Labor Department, with Vice President Kamala Harris in Los Angeles and unable to cast a tie-breaking vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, changed his vote to no and filed a motion to allow him to bring up the nomination again for a vote in the future. As summertime starts to heat up, the Southwest is ready to really sizzle.
The National Weather Service is predicting a dangerous and deadly heat wave across the Southwest through the weekend. The Weather Service in Phoenix, Arizona is saying over 25 million people are under heat alerts, and dozens of daily high temperature records could be broken from Texas to California. Triple-digit highs are expected across the Southwest, with some areas topping 110. Las Vegas could hit 109 on Friday, and Phoenix could hit 115. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Yesterday's made-for-TV show, January 6, was broadcast on mainstream media with the help of a Hollywood producer. Former President Trump lawyer Alina Habba was on Newsmax denouncing the soap opera.
Why is it all Republicans and fake Republicans, rhinos like Liz Cheney, who is now not going to win another term because she is so two-faced that she has turned on her own party, and never mind the party, on America? Because when you take clips and publicize things that are anti-American, that's disgusting. I want to see criminals, and there might have been criminals. Let the criminals go to jail. But those are not everyone. There are some people there that were peacefully protesting. There were people that were peacefully protesting at Donald Trump's event, which was separate and apart. And those radicals may have left and done things that he didn't condone. And he said that, but that wasn't publicized. You know, this isn't a soap opera. This is our country. I'm so sad by what is happening to our country.
Criticized by law enforcement experts for slowness in taking out the school shooter last month in Uvalde, Texas, school police chief Pete Arredondo describing an agonizing wait for a key that would work. In an interview with the Texas Tribune, he said he hadn't spoken out sooner because he didn't want to compound his hometown's grief or point blame. The Department of Justice began an investigation into how the situation was handled. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.